This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Welcome back to another hour. As promised, we're going to start right at the top of the hour here with the author of Let Trump Be Trump. He wrote this book with David Bossie. He was Donald Trump's campaign manager. The book, Let Trump Be Trump, the inside story of his rise to the presidency, is a great contribution to the effort to really understand this president, which the mainstream media doesn't, most members of Congress do not, the swamp certainly doesn't, never will, but Corey and David have done us a good service by helping everyone understand this president. Corey, congrats on the book and welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So just let's start with how you think Donald Trump's doing. I mean, you know, it seems to me every week there is a something else on his plate. How do you think he's performing?
Well, if you look at any of the metrics of where this president is, he has exceeded every expectation, whether it is passing the largest tax cut in our nation's history, whether it's getting Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court, whether it is personally negotiating the release of a U.S. prisoner in overseas. You know, time and time and time again, when they say the president can't get it done, through his own sheer will, he is getting things done. The economy is booming. We're seeing more tax cuts take place right now. And, you know, the American people are very happy about that.
Is that gratifying, knowing that this really, I mean, and one thing we learned in the book, this really had humble beginnings, as humble as a billionaire real estate developer can be in a presidential quest. He didn't have the typical apparatus all around him. I mean, you tell stories about many times where it's you and him, or you and him and a couple others, right?
No, that's exactly right. And because the campaign was so small, allowed us to focus on the things that were important. And we didn't get into, you know, this giant bureaucracy, which is really kind of like what the federal government is. And so, you know, we ran the campaign very lean. It was a meritocracy. Everybody did everything. And we all had one goal in mind, which was to get Donald Trump elected president. And, you know, that's why we were successful. Unlike the Clinton campaign that had 900 people in the Brooklyn office, we had, you know, 30 people in the New York office. That's all we had, compared to where she was. We did on a fraction of the price. And he just plain outworked his 16 Republican primary opponents, and he outworked Hillary Clinton.
You and I have a mutual friend in Stephen Moore, and he was here last week, and he tells a great story. I've heard him tell this before, where he's worked for a lot of politicians over the years, and the vast majority of them are nice in public and total jerks in private. And he talks about how the president's almost the exact opposite, where he is so nice in private and he's a fighter in public. Is that a strategy of Donald Trump's?
Well, if he's unbelievably gracious, he's unbelievably magnanimous in private. He is so humble. And I know that doesn't sound like the Donald Trump that the media wants to portray, but that's where he is. And does he wake up every day fighting for the American people? Sure he does. But he's a consummate deal maker, and that's why he is going to continue to be successful in a place like Washington, D.C., because he wants to get things done. And, you know, you can talk to Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi, whoever that may be, they will tell you when they're with the president in private, they can work with him because he wants to do what's right for the American people.
The one part of your book that really stuck with me was when you talked about your time alone with the president and really getting the measure of the man, if you will. You know, from those times, you one-on-one with Donald J. Trump, soon to be the 45th president of the United States, what did you learn and what do you want people to know about him?
You know, I think the most important thing is, you know, I grew up in a blue-collar town of Lowell, Massachusetts, and I thought I was a hard worker until I had the privilege of sitting next to Donald Trump, candidate Trump, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week for almost 2 years. He wakes up every day and just wants to work. He doesn't take vacation. He doesn't take breaks. He just works. And he demands, expects, and deserves perfection from his staff. And, you know, when we failed him, he let us know because he woke up every day ready to go on the road and put 18 hours a day and give 6 speeches a day across 3 different time zones to go and tell the American people what his plan was. And you know what? That's what I learned from him is his unbelievably strong work ethic.
You know, I had a conversation not long ago at an interview in John Thune's office, Senator from South Dakota, And, you know, it was middle of one of the legislative debates. I think it was even pre-tax cuts is what it was. And he said, I think we'll get this done. But he said, boy, I tell you, I wish the president would just do a little of this and a little of that and less of that and less of that. And he was kind of, you know, having a fit over so many tweets and picking fights and everything else. And I said to him, and I've known John Thune for a long time, I said, Senator, I'm curious why you think Trump would change. Like, why would he do anything different than what got him elected? Why doesn't the swamp get that, Corey?
Because look, everybody says you have to be presidential. Whatever they think is presidential isn't. And what I think the American people love is the authentic nature of this president. They get to hear from him directly through his Twitter, through his social media activity, and that is what the American people want. They want a person who is authentic. You know, this notion of political correctness and Washington, D.C. doublespeak didn't work for Hillary Clinton because she never told the truth. And the difference is you can like or not like what he says, but you know it's authentic and you know it's genuine and you know it's him. And I think that's what has propelled him to be successful.
You've spent time with him, we understand, recently in the Oval Office. Is there still people around him that are saying, hey, don't do that or do less of that or be more presidential? Is he still fighting that battle, if you will?
Well, I think you'll always have people around him that think who don't recognize what I saw, which is you let Trump be Trump. There's always going to be people around him who say you should do things differently or be more gracious or do whatever it is. But look, I never thought it was my position as the campaign manager to try and change Donald Trump. I wanted him to be the person that he was. We let him go out and we ran the campaign the way he wanted to run. He is the final decision maker. He's the president of the United States. I love when he tweets. I really enjoy when he is out having press conferences and talking directly to the American people. And look, do some people have hesitation when he does it? Of course they do, but it is what has propelled him to the success that he has had so far, and I don't want to change one thing about it.
Ronald Reagan said famously, always had that plaque on his desk, that there is no limit to what a man can do or where he can go if he doesn't mind who gets the credit. That same plaque isn't on Donald Trump's desk. He does seem, and I share the frustration that he has because, of course, the swamp and fake news enterprise and everything else will not recognize things that are obvious. The stock market is one, certainly what's happening from the tax cuts. But what is that about the president, about the sort of wanting to constantly fight that battle to get the credit?
Because he works so hard. The president works so hard. And he wants to get the credit which he deserves, which when you look at African-American unemployment, it's the lowest ever measured. You look at Hispanic unemployment, the lowest ever measured. You look at border crossings, down 75%. You look at the things that this president has done, either through executive order, which is cutting business regulations. For every new business regulation that's gone in, he's cut 22. That means confidence in the consumer. That means we're moving in the right direction. He deserves the credit because this didn't get done through Congress. He's doing this through his sheer force of the pen, and he deserves the credit for that. And the media doesn't want to give him credit for that. All they want to do is demonize him on things when they should be looking at where the consumer confidence is right now in our country.
And yet I'm amazed at the battle that he is doing with the media. And I don't know. I don't see their popularity rating going up. I mean, he's winning that battle, isn't he, Corey?
Well, he is. And look, when you go and ask the American people now, you know, do you trust the media? It wasn't that long ago where we received our news from three media outlets, ABC, NBC, and CBS. Those days are over because what has happened, particularly under this president, is the media doesn't want to report the news. They want to make the news. And when they make mistakes, they say, we're only human. We make mistakes. If Donald Trump makes a mistake, they chastise him for weeks and weeks and weeks. And look, whether it's this fake Russian narrative, you know, so many times the media has been wrong, and they've done nothing to fix that. And I think that's what's frustrating to the president, and that's why he goes directly to the American people now.
Here is a listener has a question for you. Go ahead and roll out.
Yes, for Corey. Is there any hope that Jeff Sessions can unrecuse himself and order some outside investigations of all the corruption going on in our government? And Trump replace Sessions with someone already approved by Congress?
So it's a great question. I don't think Attorney General Sessions is going to unrecuse himself. He's very adamant about that. But I do think it's fair that the president is frustrated because I don't think he would have appointed Jeff Sessions to be the Attorney General if he would have known that Jeff was going to recuse himself. And look, I ran the campaign. I know how often then Senator Sessions was with us. And it wasn't enough, in my opinion, where he couldn't have been an unbiased source. And we have some very significant deep state problems in this country. We've seen it now with Jim Comey. We've seen it with McCabe. We've seen it many, many, many members of the FBI who are using government agencies for their own benefit and against the president. And we have to have, I think it would be fair, to have an independent investigation done into what is taking place into some of these places. And Jeff has to lead that investigation.
What was the biggest rally Donald Trump ever had, the amount of people at a rally? Do you know the biggest one?
Well, look, we had, as you know, Mobile, Alabama in August of 2015. There were 35,000 people in there. The day before the Ronald Reagan debate, we had 25,000 people at the Dallas American Airlines Arena where the Mavericks play. You know, these just grew and grew. And the president, then candidate Trump, was doing 4 and 5 rallies with 20 to 30,000 people apiece per day. And Hillary Clinton couldn't fill a high school cafeteria.
Well, he has convinced Kevin Cramer to leave his house race for re-election and run for Senate in North Dakota. So we want to beat that when he comes out here during the campaign season. Should be fun. I just wanted to know what we're reaching for. Corey, great chatting with you. Congrats on the book. All the best to you.
Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Let Trump Be Trump is the book. The inside story of the rise to the presidency. Corey Lewandowski, our guest on What's on Your Mind. More coming up. The 2017 models must go at hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Vince Webker is here. Vince, tell us about the great deals you have going on right now.
Yeah, we're really trying to move all of our inventory, 2017 inventory, so we're throwing in great financing options like 60 months, no-interest financing. Also, some cash discounts on all in-stock hot spring spas, so you can take advantage of some great savings there for Every Day Made Better.
What does that mean, Every Day Made Better?
Every Day Made Better means every time you sit in a hot tub, you're better. You're better physically below the water. You're better mentally above the water, and you're better relationally and emotionally beyond the water. And what hot water does for the body, it's magic. Every Day Made Better through a hot spring hot tub.
These deals are on right now. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts too, and use the promo code ACE with your Hot Spring Spa staff member and get an additional savings up to $1,900. So hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too. Promo code ACE.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The idea of a president of the United States who just has endless energy. Just, you know, you can't outwork the guy. Of everything ever said about Donald Trump, the one thing that has just emblazoned on my forehead is from Donald Trump Jr. at the convention in Cleveland. And the line was the following. For my father, impossible is just a starting point. Somebody tells you something's impossible, and you go, okay, hey, you think it's impossible? I don't think it's impossible. Let's go to work. Roll up the sleeves and go to work. Love hearing that firsthand account of somebody that was there along for the ride through all that. Just gives you great. And again, he doesn't need to be there. For a lot of people with that kind of money, all they do is, you know, sit on a beach somewhere and go from home to home. See kids and grandkids. And he's in the arena every single day. I think that's pretty cool. I really do. So anyway, interesting to catch up with Corey and learn a little bit more about the president. Out of everything out of that, Dustin, I would suggest this for the noon news report. You're asking me what you think is noon news. His description of the president in private, when he talks about having spent private time with him and that drive, it just never stops. I just think you get a picture of the president from that comment that you don't from any newspaper article, any evening news report, anything else. You never get that. I mean, his accomplishments we know, right? I mean, regulatory burdens and, you know, where he talked about, you know, doing so much without Congress lifting a finger, all the things he's done on his own. Those are great, but we know those. I think the reason he's getting all that done is because of the other stuff. Oh, he just has unending energy. Doug Hilly's on the phone. Good. Doug, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing just great, and that's a very good show you've got going on today, Scott.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I'm looking forward to the show I'm going to do at your ranch soon to coincide with a busy calving season.
Well, we're going to show you about a little bit about the miracle of life on the ranch and what's involved in the calving season this time of the year, and hopefully we can tie it in with the Farm Bureau Week and put all the pieces together to make it very entertaining to the customers.
Exactly right. So we'll be down in Morton County on Farm Bureau Week for one of the days broadcasting from the Hilly Ranch, and looking forward to learning a little bit about, as you say, miracle life ranching style. That should be fun.
Well, we're going to get you out here the night before. You can go kind of halfway sleepless like we do this time of the year. You know, no clean clothes. You're going to experience the way we do, and we'll make sure that you've got something to talk about.
I love it. That's what I'm looking forward to. Now, have you got a bull sale tomorrow? Do I have that right on my calendar?
Nope. My bull sale is on Friday. The bulls leave home tomorrow, and we get them ready for the sale, which is Friday at KISS. So we're selling 69 bulls and 10 bred heifers. And that'll be Friday at 1 o'clock.
Well, we're trying to get a bidding war going for all those great bulls of yours.
Just so you know. Thank you.
The best of the best, right?
Well, we try. We started with over 170 male calves, and only 69 have made the final cut.
That's wonderful. All right, so it's Friday at KISS Livestock.
Friday at KISS Livestock, and make sure that when you come on out here, you've got boots that you can walk around in the mud and stuff, and we will show you things about ranching that you probably didn't realize.
Appreciate that very much, and looking forward to it. Thank you, Doug. Good to talk to you.
Hey, thanks for the call. Have a good day.
Get that on your calendar now, Friday, KISS Livestock, because that's good stock. It'll be heading in there. Doug Hilly. Okay, so Mark emails, Scott, you're normally on. You know something's coming after that, right? You're normally on. Are you ready for it? But there it is. I think today you're off a bit. In regards to the Florida shooting and all the communication to law enforcement, including the FBI, what authority should enforcement agencies have before the shooting or before the crime to stop this? Well, Mark, come on. I'm not the one that's off. I don't think you're thinking this through correctly. If Broward County gets 45 calls from a family alarmed about an individual in their home, at what point do you say something's not right here? I mean, that's pretty typical. Something's not right here. Are there guns in this individual's possessions? If he's saying he's going to shoot things up and go to the school and shoot things up, should we check if he has guns? Has he bought guns recently? Look, I'm a radio guy, not a law enforcement guy, but come on. FBI gets a very clear call. I mean, extremely well thought out concern. Hey, I know this individual. He's talking about, shooting up the school. His behavior is disturbing. Others around him are concerned. They don't listen to it and do anything. Why have a tip line if law enforcement can't do anything until after somebody shoots somebody up? Come on now. Work with me on this one thing, okay? More calls. Here we go.
Yeah, now my questions would be, if they're raising the age to 21, that happens. All right, what about the kids already? Like my son, they already have semi-automatic rifles. Now they're not allowed to use them? Okay, we go hunting. They're not allowed to hunt with that rifle or with their semi-automatic? I mean, how deep can that go? That would be my question. If you guys ask some of these people that, I mean, that think that the age limit should be raised. Well, they raise it, that's what I don't. That would be my question, is, all right, are they legal to use them? If you're hunting with them, they can't buy them. But what if they have them? I mean, just a few of those things. Let's go on that base questioning once. Because I don't really understand how that would work. Thanks.
That makes two of us. Not to mention, it assumes bad guys are going to follow laws. Just can't make this stupidity up. Texter says, I remember seeing a bumper sticker in the late 70s. When they outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. Yeah, well, that was a good bit of advice. Texter says, as a lifetime member of the NRA, I'm getting really tired of being abused by libs and politicians whose policies and programs have failed repeatedly. Government regulations and systems have failed. The solution isn't giving more laws and power to the incompetent. Texter says, food insecurity means North Dakota has the ability and resources to feed itself. Of course we do. Okay, I get it. Changing the age of purchasing means nothing. Furthermore, liberals will never stop at 21. They'll go for 25, 35, 55, etc. National Guard should be protecting the schools on some sort of work rotation. I have a few buddies in the Guard. From what I understand, our tax dollars are making them really good pinochle players. I don't know about that, but I think we did it after 9/11. Maybe that's the solution.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's?
Yep, Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-888-8255. 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. And when you spray as much as you do, you need support from folks that know spray application. These guys do. They've got that down. Nobody knows spray application like the guys in High Plains Apache. Tips and parts and service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment. They have that ET Ag Center for like 50,000 parts. Trust me, if you need it, they have it. And otherwise, they'll get it to your door in a day. And, of course, the Apache self-propelled sprayers. See them in Mandan, Frontier south of Fargo. Or online, highplainsapache.com. Call them, Mandan, too, 663-2375, exit 60, south of Fargo, off I-29, Frontier. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. We're going to take a look at the state of the conservative cause in just a moment. I want to get Kevin and Beulah in here, though. He's been waiting. Kevin, quickly, your comment. What's on your mind?
First, I want to thank you guys for what a great job you do. I've been watching some of the things that were happening down in Florida at the school shooting, and I'm just amazed that the SWAT team guys circle up, and what, are they waiting for the shooting to stop before they go in? I mean, I would think these guys would just charge right in.
Yeah, I know. I'm hearing mixed reports on this where he's saying he was done what he was told to do and the reports the shooter was outside. I don't know, but I don't know why he'd resign if he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah,
that seems a little odd.
It's not just that particular individual, but it seems like when the SWAT teams get there, first they want to all huddle up and let's make a plan and let's circle the school. And it's like, to me, are you waiting for the shooting to stop? Well, what are you waiting for?
I don't know. I don't know how after 45 calls about concerns about this kid, nobody acts on it at the Broward Sheriff's Office. I don't know how a call to the FBI tip line set up specifically for these kind of threats that comes in that's pretty darn specific isn't even heard and acted on. You know, so this idea that we've got to raise this age and do this and add this and do that and everything else, I'm thinking, well, I could think of things that weren't done that should have been done that are just common sense. A third grader could figure this out. Do those and then do them better.
I'm kind of be scared to death that if something happened and the police are going to come and help me, first they're going to wait until the shooting stops.
Yeah, that's not good. Kevin, I agree with you. Appreciate the call. Too much common sense. That's why North Dakota is number one in quality of life. A lot of conservatives, common sense. We're seeing it all over the place today. It's perfect. John O'Sullivan was the National Review editor-in-chief for a number of years. He held actually the position after William F. Buckley Jr., and before Rich Lowry, 10 years there. And it's been 10 years today, as a matter of fact, that William F. Buckley passed away. He is such an important voice in the conservative movement. We thought it was worth some time today to talk a little bit about his legacy and also the state of our conservative cause with Mr. O'Sullivan. John, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And thanks for inviting me along.
Absolutely. What do you think is the greatest legacy of William F. Buckley, Jr.?
That's a very hard question to answer because there were so many aspects to Bill's life and to the achievements he managed to stack up. Obviously, the biggest single one, in my view, would tend to be the victory of the United States in the Cold War. And that was something which he fought for all his life. And he championed the cause of Ronald Reagan as president, who managed to bring it about. So that's the biggest. I happened to be in Prague in the Czech Republic when Bill died, and I was working with Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, stations that broadcast to the old Iron Curtain countries, and now of course to places in Asia and the Caucasus and so on. And I can't tell you the number of people who came up to me, my colleagues in that, and said, you know, this is terrible news. He was a great man. We used to go through enormous efforts to find out, you know, what he was saying, to listen to the radios, to pick up the kind of news and information that, you know, we take for granted here. But in the Cold War, these people were starved for the truth. And they knew Bill, but they did know that Bill had been one of the champions of their countries and their freedom all this period. So I'd have to say that's the single biggest thing.
What I'd put up there is just the fact that National Review exists at all, because without it, many of the causes important to conservatives, you know, wouldn't see the light of day. We still to this day fight a battle of fake news all over the place, right? And really the conservative viewpoint is it's challenging to have it break through in the mainstream media more and more all the time. So National Review was a very, very important voice that continues to this day to fight that battle, right?
Well, National Review, which now, of course, also encompasses another organization Bill founded, namely the National Review Institute, which tries to do in a wider way what National Review magazine managed to achieve over the years, creating, developing, fostering an intellectual, intelligent, productive conservatism. And that's very important, obviously. But you've got to also remember this, that when National Review started, it was the only conservative magazine on the block. There was virtually nothing like it. There wasn't a conservative movement. And now you can look across the field and you can see a dozen conservative magazines and, of course, many more conservative outlets in the media. You've got, for example, Fox News didn't exist, nor did the Internet, nor did Rush Limbaugh. So all of these things, talk radio, were the things you do. Those things simply weren't there. And as a result of Bill's pioneering work, they managed in a sense, spread. Conservatism became a mass phenomenon.
I don't know how many people remember Firing Line. That started in 1966 and went away just before, I think, 1999, the last year of a lot of episodes. But you know what's amazing about that? Substantive, and really kind of like Rush Limbaugh now, someone that, you know, put into words what you were thinking about a particular cause. But I also what I marveled about it was, how it was, it wasn't cable TV shouting, right? I mean, so often these debates on cable TV are just, you can't even hear what anybody's saying because they're shouting. I mean, he was getting his point across while being very Buckley-like, very gentlemanly, wasn't he?
Well, that's true, and there's another element in this. Bill always believed in letting the other fellow state his case. That was the first thing he wanted. So if he's up against Galbraith, J.K. Galbraith, a liberal economist, he would want Galbraith to be able to express his point of view as clearly and distinctly as possible. Then he would begin to criticize it. Now, his basic idea was, give the other fellow enough rope and he'll hang himself. And that's true in most cases, because Bill was a great debater. But, you know, it was a high-risk strategy because every now and then the other fellow won the debate and he hanged Bill. Not very often, but Bill knew that was the cost. And he was had enough confidence in himself and in his audience that they would be able to see the truth through the chat. And as you say, that not through the shouting because there wasn't anybody. There wasn't any. It was a civilized, intelligent debate, and one which, again and again, Bill took on the paladins of the liberal left and beat them.
We're talking about William F. Buckley, Jr., of course, founder of National Review, National Review Institute, host of Firing Line. In fact, that was 33 years in the running, like 1,504 episodes, longest-running public affairs show in television history with a single host. He died 10 years ago today, so we're reliving the Buckley legacy a little today on What's on Your Mind, talking also about the conservative movement. So what do you think William F. Buckley would think of where we are today as conservatives, of the conservative movement?
Well, he'd have mixed views, of course. And it always did, by the way. There was always making the case for conservatism, but also quarreling on specific items and policies with other conservatives. And that's what he was. He was a controversialist above all else. I think he would be very happy that there is a Republican in the White House. He'd be one who is a bit wavered from Bill's point of view, but nonetheless better than Hillary. Secondly, I think he would say to himself, we're winning some of the battles, as for example, the battle over immigration, getting proper control of immigration and halting illegal immigration. That was something he pioneered from National Review, pioneered from the early 90s onwards. And now that point of view, which was then regarded as heterodox among conservatives, is now regarded by 90% of conservatives as the way to go. The Republicans have still got to come some way, but we have a Republican president who is being converted to Bill's view on that. And that's a very major item because it's about the future of America and whether or not it will hold together as a cohesive society and nation. And there's no question more important than that.
Where do you see the biggest challenges right now for the conservative movement? Where would he be most worried?
I think he'd be worried about the growth of protectionism, because he was never persuaded of that. But he would also recognize that if you're dealing with China, which is now in a sense led by a cult of personality, one-man leader, and which is somewhat unpredictable, therefore, he would want to have a very strong stance on trade and other questions. Not, I think, because he wanted to protect domestic industry, which he didn't think worked, but because he wanted to make sure that as far as possible we've got a square deal in trade negotiations. And that he has, therefore, a somewhat mixed, divided view on the question of protection. He would have on the question of protectionism. That's my own view. Not everyone shares that. On the other hand, I think he would want to have a strong position, not invading other countries. He was always, like Reagan, he was somewhat leery of plunging into wars and getting involved in other countries unnecessarily. When it was necessary to prevent communism spreading, he would support it. But he was very highly practical and nervous about doing those kind of things. But I think he would have wanted a strong leadership against what is a very serious threat, which is that of radical jihadist Islamism. Not Islam, but the political doctrine of Islamism. And I think that's something which is a very subtle argument to make, but one that, of course, Bill, with all his skills and subtleties, would have been able to make effectively, and indeed towards the end of his life, he was.
A powerful legacy, a revered life. William F. Buckley passed away 10 years ago today. National Review Institute doing some forums across the country to reflect on all of that, which is great, and we want to play our part today, too, with John O'Sullivan, a former editor of National Review. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Very good being on the show.
You as well. Take a break. Come back with our final segment on What's on Your Mind after this.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Before the time of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Final segment. Can't believe it. Cannot believe it. Yeah. Where does the time go? I don't know. Maybe Troy Coons can answer that phone. He's up there at CMC Farms with all the wisdom. Not only about forage crops for ranchers, forage, barley, oats, peas, the works. But, you know, how does time go so fast? Troy, can you answer that?
I don't know. It goes back to that thing when we were young. It seemed like time took forever. And then as we get a little older, it goes like a race car, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I don't know if any of us have got figured out.
I had that conversation with my daughters. I dropped her off at school today. She's a ninth grader. She's like, oh, man. It's going to be a long day. I said, trust me, Enjoy it while you can, because I'll switch places with you in 10 seconds, go back to school, a simpler time.
Right? That's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. That's for sure. Well, what do you want ranchers to know today? What do you got for them?
Well, just going based on some calls that have been coming in here in the last week and a half. You know, people are starting to think about spring, you know, not a lot of snow this winter, dry last year. Forage supplies are low. Along with that, in some of those same regions, forage seed supplies are lower just in the same production areas. You know, production was off on the seed. So it's one of those things, guys, generally don't line up completely this early on the forage end, but it's something I think they should start thinking about a little earlier this year than normal, because I think we'll be running out of different things this year. And all of the folks out there, you know, if you look at a good part of South Dakota, North Dakota, part of Montana, you know, pretty dry. So if they get some of it planted a little earlier than traditional, too, does give them an option on some of these things to graze them a little bit, give them a little bit extra forage that way as well.
What do you think you'll be running out of? What should folks make some decisions on sooner rather than later?
I think the forage peas are going to be tight. Millet as a whole is already tight. Forage barleys, I would guess, will run out as well. And then a lot of people will switch over to your oats or your pretty kales or some of the other type things. But I'd say most of those, I would say, that will run out earlier than normal.
And if folks want to give you a ring, have a conversation, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
701-721-4258 is the cell number, or the office is 701-482-7865, or they can go to ccseedfarm.com, and we'll have a list of everything and our contact information there as well. And it's just something that, you know, past few years, you know, we've been fairly fortunate with a fair amount of forages, and a lot of guys are looking to move to higher quality forage for a base ration than compared to some of the ditch hay and slough hay. You know, you still use some of that, but it's time, I think, this year to look at it a little bit earlier.
All right. Anything else you want to share, Troy?
No, I think that's something that people should really be thinking about. You know, I'm getting some calls, and I'm hearing from other folks out of the area. I'm getting calls from, gosh, halfway through South Dakota right now, some partway through Montana where there isn't much supplies. That's going to draw from some areas that were marginal. And then in some of the areas that did have moisture, you know, they're not a forage seed production area. So it's really something to consider.
Sounds great. Good chatting with you, Troy. Troy Coons from CNC Farms. We're talking seed with him. Talking ag right here on What's on Your Mind. On occasion, we enjoy it. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Another good show, Scott.
Yeah, it's been a great, interesting day. It really has on a lot of fronts. Everything from the quality of life, North Dakota number one. Thank you, U.S. News and World Report, to just trying to get our arms around what would be a proper response to the situation in Parkland, Florida. And I love the fact that most of us think just fixing what is obviously broken is the best way to do it before we start adding new things, but it's just in human nature. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is back to tell us a little bit about Stem Cell Health Institute. Tell me more, Todd.
You know what? I had this knee pain, and my chiropractor said, you know what, you might want to check into stem cell therapy. Then the Stem Cell Health Institute came to North Dakota, made that pretty simple. You know, you have knee pain, lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain. Must attend. Stem Cell Therapy Educational Seminars will give you cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. Regenerative medicine. Check it out at stemcelltherapyforpain.com, stemcelltherapyforpain.com, and give a call. Get signed up, 1-888-973-1560, 888-973-1560, and get rid of that chronic pain.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, normally on Wednesdays, will not happen tomorrow. We understand why. His son Isaac remains in critical condition in a Bismarck hospital. So keep those prayers coming for the Cramer family, for Isaac's recovery, and also just the, you know how that is when you're a parent and you're seeing a son and a battle or a daughter, you know, a loved one. It's just Oh, heart-wrenching to think about it. So we'll keep them in our prayers as well as Isaac himself for a full recovery there. Your prayers have been making a difference so far, so encourage you to keep those going. Kevin's doing a pretty good job of updating the situation on his Facebook page, so check that out as well right there. We are out of time today, though. Thank you to all of our guests. Busy program. Don't forget that Doug Helly Bull Sale Friday at Kiss Livestock. Good to check in with him. Corey Lewandowski from the Trump campaign, John O'Sullivan from National Review, Troy Coons, and, of course, all your calls. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We invite North Dakota farm women to our Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room, located in Berry Hall in Fargo. Naomi Bloom will lead the one-day seminar. Ms. Bloom is an expert in advising farmers how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, delivery point considerations, cash flow, and contracts. This program is designed specifically for women involved in North Dakota soybean production. Come learn and network in a friendly environment with colleagues making the same decisions on their farms. Again, Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th, at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room, located at Berry Hall in Fargo. Deadline to register is March 6th. Register online at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.